I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, After Buzzers. We are back. Altered Carbon, Season 2, Episode 8, the season finale, Broken Angels. I can't believe it. I'm your host, Shaka Smith, joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Carrie Lane, our sci-fi expert.
What's up? How's it going?
Oh my gosh. Whoa. So much to unpack here.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Trip tripping out, Danica's demise, and of course, Kovacs' sacrifice. We're also going to have our news, our predictions, and our Who's Gonna Fight Kovacs series. So we talk about our last
badass of the week.
Our last badass of the week. We'll see where we go with that one.
Right.
But man, what were your overall thoughts? Were you satisfied with this season finale?
I think for how this season went, yes. I don't know. It definitely leaves room for I want more. And I actually have the book at home, so I'm ready to go read that, too. And I hope we get more, but I think it's one of those, it's good ending enough that if unfortunately there doesn't have a, if there isn't a third season, it will have enough questions answered, but it's like the world keeps going.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
How do you feel about that, Ian?
I was a little disappointed. I really like 7 because I thought 7 said it. Set us up for a really great ending.
Mm-hmm.
A couple inconsistencies. You know, I didn't really like Carrera somehow being, you know, having his memories when he came back in that moment when he was taken over. I did love the love story. We got more of the love story. At the end of the day, Altered Carbon really is this beautiful love story.
It's a romance.
Yeah,
it's like these two people that will go to the ends of the galaxy. For everywhere, for each other.
Yeah, so we got that, and I really loved it. I want to see more of that if we can get it. But yeah, well, let's just get right into it. We got tripping out. You know, I called this last one. You didn't call.
Yeah, you were so right. I thought she wouldn't care as much.
Yeah.
But I will say it's probably also on top of the grief of just having lost her brother. Yeah. So now she's lost someone else.
And then real death, too.
And real death, yeah.
You know, she probably didn't like her father in the sense of you're always going to be around. We can resolve this, you know, hundreds
another
of
time.
Years from now.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, so that led to now her kicking the team out and now they've got to fend for themselves. What did you think about just that arc and then Kovacs Prime getting her back?
I felt that was a good one because he needed to prove himself and he was willing to go and possibly real death just by seeing her.
Yeah.
And I think him admitting that to her helped her go, okay, fine, I'm not going to kill you. And he points out it doesn't matter if you care about your family, everybody is in danger. It's the ultimate stakes of like, yes, those people are there, but we all going to die.
But she also still had that like, well, you know what? I don't care. Burn it all down, right?
Yeah. I mean, I get that too, but that was in her grief moment that she's like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And then, like where her arc went.
And then she technologically trips out because these coils on her head, I guess, somehow can interface with, you know, the angel fire. And she didn't think it could make a difference, but if it can.
Did it? Leave a comment, please. Because that one, too, I'm like, I don't know if she really did anything. But she goes into it going, I don't know if it's going to do anything. So I'm like, all right, fair.
The
if she goes, yes, I can totally do this, and then nothing happened, I'd be like.
Yeah, the point was any delay would be a good delay.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, like, the potential delay could kill her, you know?
Right,
so
was it worth it?
Weird. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I guess the idea is, which we were talking about, like, kind of the theme of the last episode is, like, you need to at least try.
No matter how small
the difference it could make, you should try. And I appreciate that and I respect that she goes, okay, I will at least try to help.
Yeah, I was like, are these election season themes? Like, do they write some of this going, okay, this will come around election season. Let's put in this line, you know.
I think it's a universal theme, though, of the individual matters, but it's also the group and how you can help the group, too.
Yeah.
And we're all in this together.
Yeah, regardless if you think it makes no difference. Right?
Exactly.
So we'll take that away. Go vote.
Yeah.
Now we also have Danica's demise, which, you know, I did say Danica was going to have a trump card, and of course she tried to go for it.
Oh, I knew she was going to do something stupid.
You knew she was going to do something like extra.
Yeah.
But what did you think about Danica, dying in that fashion? Were you satisfied? Did that kind of go?
It was good, yeah. Because I felt with her, she's so, like, it's my planet. I don't feel she really cares about the people in the world that much. It's just her having that power and control.
Yeah.
I like that we get the reveal that she killed her dad.
And I want to see it go down. I want to see it happen. Like, oh, I want to see how that dynamic played out. But, right? Yeah.
I don't think we'll get that. But I like that she suffers in her death. And it's kind of satisfying because she's been so arrogant this whole season.
Yeah.
And that blinds you because you don't think of any alternatives. And even just that I have a gun and I'm going to solve the problem with that, with Carrera. And both Kel and Kovac are like, no, are you doing?
But she seemed, I will say this about Danica, you know, from day one, she's been unafraid. She has,
but that,
like,
goes with the arrogance. But yeah. That's another, I feel it's a quote in the season at some point. Aboyo-san maybe said it is just like, or somebody, that overconfidence just like mass bad planning or something like that. I don't know if
sounds
you remember,
right.
Let me know.
Like,
but just
good.
The idea of her overconfidence in what she's doing and her no fear is good to an extent, but then it becomes her demise.
Yeah, because it seemed to be born out of this place of like misogyny, where she felt like, you know, she had to work twice as hard as the guys and had to earn this respect. So it was kind of out of this good place, but then it turned into this morphed.
Yeah, because then it was all about her, and I guess. We do have a couple people in the live chat. Hello, thanks for joining us. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. We'll be getting to that, but we kind of mentioned Kel, but JJ says, not going to lie, Kel had me mad. Yes, she has some moments that I'm like, don't pull that BS, which we'll get to.
Yeah,
that
part
too.
Of that love story. You know, 'cause that's where I was hooked into. And so we'll talk a little bit about now Kovac's sacrifice. And in that sacrifice, that's where we got the love story for me. That's what made it so beautiful and so surprising.
It's a general plot line. I hate the, I love you, I will kill myself for you. No, you both got to stay alive.
Yeah, exactly. We can't be together because it's like my blind spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt...
I like how it turned out in this plot line of he was a character that he got to the point that he was so broken that it's okay if he goes and then the other one stays. But that also, it's not you. That would go with the clone thing. I'm like, that's not me, though. But if, we don't know, which is at the end,
gone. But what I did like about it is that normally I don't like that whole thing of like, I can't be with you because the consequences aren't too great. But for me, it actually felt like, okay, this one, the consequences are so great because it's, she's talking about humanity and like lifetimes, whether or not we live forever versus like, it's like the fundamental, you know, character of who we are as people. So for me, I was like, I get it. I don't like it, but I actually like the way it was.
It's like you make valid points. Yeah. Okay.
I like the circumstances. I like the gravity here. Yeah. So it made sense to me gravity wise.
It was a better play out than most like romantic storylines where they do that. Like, it's too dangerous for
to be
together.
It's just not really that dangerous at all.
Yeah. It's like, no, this is the world.
And like everything.
Yeah.
But of course now we get this moment where Kovac is fighting Carrera. This is what upset me about that whole fight, is that he's you know, the stack is there, he's merged with the Elder, and he comes back, but he's got all his memories intact in those moments when he comes back. But Calcrest, she's trained or has a special ability, but she can only do it if she's lost most of her memory.
I want to say for Kel, her circumstances were different because she was... how she came back was unique circumstances in the first place. I think how it infected her was different. Also, I want to say for Carrera, his was that way because it was a little bit more, not necessarily his memories are gone, but it was like total takeover rather than chipping pieces away. So I think maybe for Kel, it was that way. It was like it was chipping pieces away of who she was. But Carrera is more like, I have full control, but then he could fight it back a little bit because Kovac... It's our little bromance / father-son thing. It was a little bit like, wait, what?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to take that as... But it didn't make any sense to me that he could just come back and have full recall.
Yeah. Leave your thoughts. Please leave a comment on that one.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but it didn't bother me too much because it felt more... Or maybe because it's so new, it hadn't deleted the memories in a way or take...
We stretched on that one.
Yeah.
But that was the one scene that I was like really upset about. And upset about So he gets this, you know, makes a big sacrifice, which I thought.
And why not the other Kovach die?
Yeah, but I thought this was though. I thought it redeemed the entire episode. The inconsistencies I've seen throughout the season redeemed it all by that huge surprise. But then right after, and you know, we get the he's probably within Poe.
But that
did you like that, or I didn't like that? I wish they would have saved that reveal for next season rather than.
Well, they don't say it's him for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, who do you think it is? I think it's Kovach. Because I don't think it's Elizabeth. I don't think it's that. I'm like, no, because that'd feel weird.
The only thing I thought it could be is Harlan because of the way the stack looked. But
yeah. Because then I'm like, why? Why would Poe keep that? Conrad.
Yeah.
Why would Poe keep that? How would he know what that information is?
The only reason I thought that was because it looked like the stack that you know, they had pulled out, but it didn't make any sense. But it's probably Kovach.
It's okay. Is a sacrifice worth it? Is if you sacrifice yourself and you're brought back? Yeah, because, I mean, he made the decision to do it, but hey, we saved you anyways. I think it'll just depend on what his mentality is like when he comes back.
But for me as a viewer, I was like, wow, they really took it that far in terms of shock value. Or, you know, I love some of the shows where they kill off the main characters, you know, like Game of Thrones style. So I thought that's what we got. But then it was like, wait a minute, not really.
But we don't know. It depends on where. Well, also, I want to say Joss Pons, sorry if I said that wrong, said Poe's sticky note use finally paid off, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I did like that. That was so useful. I mean, it was entertaining before as a visual thing, but this was nice. I'm like, what is he bothering to write down? Did he finish it in time? And the fact, could he keep it with him?
And so that would be.
So that was nice to be like, it's a decryptor. And I'm like, what?
So then that would have had to be the moment that he somehow copied his stack into the DHF.
It definitely opens a lot of questions of like, but what does that mean? How did he do that? How could he get that information? Like, I mean, Poe's pretty badass and all, but like, what? Yeah.
So.
It's a little, yes, exactly. So people, Joss Pond says, Dig makes a comment like, we should get out the good whiskey.
Yeah.
That makes it feel like it's Kovach. Same. Yeah. That was also my like, and I'm pretty sure.
But she's some like, how she knows right away. He doesn't really know, but. I guess he's still kind of acclimating himself to.
His is like amnesia.
Yeah.
Because it's like little things are making
already
him remember.
I felt it's
loading. It's just loading very slowly. It's a little status bar.
Yeah. See, but I feel like I wanted that stuff next season. I want to leave the season like still kind of like shocked that he had to reboot and then, you know, what will happen next season. But already they're giving to you he'll be back to normal and Kovach is alive.
We don't know for sure. Just probably.
That's how it felt.
Yeah. I guess.
And what do you think about the little, I guess, romance version between Dig and Poe? They still had a moment there where they felt
did.
Each other.
Or she touched his hand. So we talked about this a little bit before, but wanted to reiterate. So it's the nanotechnology. So I'm visualizing it like as little nanobots. So thus they are a physical thing
that
a tangible
feels and touches.
And thus can go away and reform, especially in the hotel because like the decorations of the hotel are built by that as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I think Poe definitely got to the point which he has that was a weird moment. The editing with Poe and Kovach when they have their scene. That was a weird jump cut to it.
What was that? Yeah.
Put a pin on that one. But with them, with Poe touching her, he was such a character that he was happy to be human and mimic human things. And I think Dig is becoming like that, too, that the more you're around humans, you're just mimicking them.
Well, she's like, I love the book because it mimics life, which is dark and not easy.
And he made the point to her before, like a couple episodes ago, that it's the little things that make life important. So, yes.
Yeah.
Back to that scene. Kovach and Poe, that jumped so weird because it felt like
it was almost a dream.
That was the only time the editing felt really like,
what's going on here? Like, how much time has passed by?
Yeah. Wasn't Kovach just another room? And it felt like Poe was, like, back at their base.
Yeah.
So it felt weird for him. Let me know if you thought so. Yeah, it felt weird.
And I didn't like that heart-to-heart because this entire season, Kovach has been this really mean guy. Like, he hasn't even indicated.
I think last episode
we got a little, you know. But he hasn't really indicated any kindness given that talk that they had. That talk was, like, a deep, emotional. Mm-hmm. I would have expected to see some of that character throughout the season. We didn't see it at all.
Yes and no. I go with he's had a couple moments throughout the season where he realizes, he goes like, yeah, I've been an asshole. and I've betrayed my friend. So he's realizing his behavior, and I think he at that point maybe knew this might be the end, and so he's being kinder.
Yeah.
But even Poe pulls it out like, little too late, but I think Kovacs is trying to make up of... Yeah. This could be the end, and it's that, like, hey, the world might end, so this is how I really feel about you.
Yeah, it just felt like he felt so callous before that it felt like, this is bizarre now.
Yeah, you're really digging in. It was an odd transition.
Yeah. But let us get to our Badass of the Week segment. This is where we go over a character that, from any realm, to face off with Kovacs' new sleeve and see who would win.
Right now it's just Kovacs Prime, maybe?
yeah, I guess we only may just have one, but yeah, before he gave up his sacrifice. Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I'm like, wait, let me make sure I'm getting the name right because I had it in my head, but do you have one right now?
I do not have a Badass of the Week. I was so into this finale, I totally forgot to pick a Badass of the Week.
Yes, okay. The knife throwing or the hatchet throwing made me think. Yes, thank you.
Nice.
Throwback to Vikings. I'm going to go with Ragnar Lothbrok. He's from the TV show Vikings, and he is an amazing fighter. He is very strong. Very cunning, that he can read his enemies well, good at using different resources, and pretty darn hard to kill. So I'm going to go with Ragnar as a good fight with him. I mean, he doesn't have any enhancements, but he's very strong and been through so much as a Viking. I'm like, I feel he could put up a good fight.
Yeah, I like that. I am going to go with the Wu Assassin. I've been watching this on Netflix. He's got the power of all the assassins.
Yeah, yes. That's a good one.
And that would be really formidable against Kovacs. Yeah. He's been kind of trained in those arts as well. But of course, I think Kovacs wins when I see the level of sacrifice Kovacs is willing to make.
True.
I think Kovacs wins. We finally saw very little hesitation from Kovacs. We've seen some hesitation. This time he went for it.
I feel Wu Assassin, he's still getting into his powers, kind of a thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, still new.
But there was a moment with Kovacs where, you know, he says to Kelcrest, you know, I got nothing to lose, after they have the little breakup thing.
Yes, when she's like, we shouldn't be together. He's like, fine, I have nothing to lose. Yeah. Be that way.
And I kind of feel like that was him making that decision. Turning point. Like, I'm going to be the one to take this on. I'm going to sacrifice myself for her.
Yeah. It could be like he already knew that what she would do. And
so he's like, I'm going to just kind of, that'll be my plan.
Which also leads back to her at the end going, should we talk about how everybody is left at the end?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so how Kel now sees Kovacs at the end, I do like that he was seeing her, and no, it's not really them, but it's their memory of them.
But is it? Because, you know, again, she says that thing, our bodies hold memories, and we've seen this theme, you know? So maybe there is some living extraction of him.
I feel it's more of a memory of them, because even when he goes, you're not really here, and she's like, no, but it's like how you think of me and whatnot, so I'll go with that.
But they keep relaying things that are actionable, so it's not, you know what I mean?
But like, they go to touch, and they don't really, so I'm going to go with no.
I think they are some part of this living
part
thing.
Part of it.
Because the stack is a living...
In a way.
Yeah, so
it's part of the planet.
Exactly, so I think you can kind of leave pieces of yourself with somebody.
Yeah. In a way.
Yeah, you're like, in a way.
So, yeah. And then she's going off who knows where on some adventures. But that's a weird, interesting romance, because to her, she feels her Kovacs that she fell in love with is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we have Kovacs Prime, which I feel he's puppy dog loving on her.
Yeah, of course.
Which
is
so cute. I'm like, aww.
And you already see it. You know, you're going to be the inside guy. Yeah. And gonna be, but who knows what sleeve she's going to be recast into right now. And
so he has a mission. Like. I like that they're not going to kill him, and he's lying for her, which is like, he's that inside man. So I like of where he's given a mission, so he has a task, because he's at that point. Though it's unfortunate, because then this version of Kovacs doesn't have her training.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, we need some of that Kel training for him. But I think he's left at a good point.
And all his training should be fresh, you know, in terms of the envoy. I mean, not the envoy training, but the SeaTac training.
Yeah, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, that might work.
We already covered Poe and Dig.
Yeah, I think
Trep's with her. Trep has a normal job now. Wife is like, I want a regular job.
Yeah, exactly.
Please.
The kid's just asking for regular stuff to go out and, you know, play. You know?
He's confident enough and doesn't feel scared, so that's nice. They're wrapped up well. Do you think we would see Trep again later? I feel their storyline is we won't. Well, she could come back. Trep, we could see again.
Well, I think that's why it's time for predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do we feel will be in season 3, which is possible?
Yeah, why don't we start with Trip, since we got a nice little wrap-up. Do you think we'll see her again? I think so, because she's such a great character.
She was an excellent character.
And we know that they love to, you know, they brought Lizzie back. They loved Lizzie.
Yeah.
I thought they brought her a little bit back too much.
But I was a little oversaturated with Lizzie,
but I do think we'll
see
Trip again for sure.
Well, Trip will be one of those, like, she'll say no, and then they got to give her something really cool. Okay. Yeah. You know, it'd be this give and take, like, one more job, like the heist movie. Just the last job.
Or I think we're going to see such a big jump that we might see Trep, maybe, you know, she's lost her kid. Maybe, I think we see Trep, like, far into the future.
Oh, having like gone when we through come back some, yeah, later? Okay.
Having gone through some things.
Could be, because the idea of how you could live forever.
Yeah, so it was, and it was, she had the perfect little, wrapped up on it with a bow. So I think she'll have that for many years, and then we'll jump into several years in the future where it's a little bit,
I like this actress, though, so I'd be like, I want her back, too.
She's so good,
So I'm like, but maybe. I feel Trep's cool enough, they might try to bring her back.
So, and we think it's Kovach's DHF.
I think it's Kovach's DHF, yes. And then other Kovach, I think he will continue to be good and be the double agent for Kel. But that'll be an interesting romancing for her if the other one comes back.
Which could be our season 3, you know, obviously. We're going to be.
Which Kovach? Which Kovach? See, I feel those can go bad too. I'm like, what? Why must she choose? Can't she have both? They're kind of the same guy.
And at some point, there'll be a decision, life or death, to make, and she's going to pick one of them, and which one will she choose?
See, but that'll be corny. I hope they don't go that way.
It'll be corny, but I almost feel like.
Or maybe Kovach Prime could love her, but not necessarily be in love with her. Because love her as the idea of her and, like, respect her, but not necessarily, like, I need to be with you.
He already gave the eyes. He's already in love. He's already been a couple of times like, oh, I can't do this because, you know, there's other real Kovach here. But you can see he's already been like, she's changing me.
Yeah. So we got, a couple people. J Spawn in the chat says that this season left me really missing the noir atmosphere from season 1.
Yeah.
Fair. I don't mind that it was a different vibe, but that's true. It definitely had a different tone. And then JJ says, if they do a season 3, it's going to be Kovach looking for Kel again, and Kel is going to go restart the rebellion. I kind of hope not, though. I don't want that search all over again. But I feel the rebellion could be a bigger thing again. And that's the question is, if you had the chance to have immortality to keep the stacks going, would you want that taken away from you and do more real death again?
Yeah, and then with...
It's complicated.
And then now there's this other overarching moral thing when people know that the stacks are how they were gained
taken
and how they
from
were
the, the planet,
this living planet. So no one
I
else
hope
in
we get
society
more with the planet too. Yeah. Of keeping that, rebuilding it, or fostering the growth of whatever's still there, because there's still stuff there.
And there's other elder tech that we don't know about, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like there's more mystery. So I hope season 3 goes into that because we got more about the elders this season and what the planet is. Like, really is underneath.
Yeah.
We got a glimpse of an elder, but I hope we get more.
And now
of
we need
that.
To, like, research if Anthony Mackie's in anything next year.
No,
I
think that
you're
one.
Switch it,
oh, it'd be a new sleeve. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He would definitely be a new sleeve. It was nice to bring all the characters back from 1 into 2.
Well,
how much?
But Kovach Prime might remain the same.
Kovach
Prime
would stay
always,
the same. Yeah, I don't think he would resleeve. But the thing is, who would we bring in that? I want, like, kind of a new adventure.
Yeah,
like, the same people, but, like, let's go on something new.
Yeah. I will miss Danica Harlan. I like that character. She was vicious. So the vicious
character.
She was
character. A good villain.
She was
good
villain
to dislike. And Carrera was a good villain to dislike.
Yeah. We had some good villains this season.
Oh, I guess, how do we feel that wrapped up with Carrera and the Elder of it being destroyed? I mean, it's unfortunate because it's, like, it had a valid reason to be upset. And it almost... Yeah. Was okay.
At one point,
it was. Yeah, the elder goes, okay, you're right. Take the thing.
I don't want to destroy you like you destroyed me. I get it.
You're right. And so I was a little bit bummed that kind of.
And then again, another.
Humans messing it up again.
Always. Yes. No, but I did want. I still want that payoff of this living planet getting some sort of shot at life again in some way. Oh,
the Angel Fire's been destroyed.
Yeah, Angel Fire's gone now.
So I kind of wonder if that will open up the world, literally, for other things or people to come in or go out.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
we don't know exactly what that entails.
Because that whole grid was, it seemed like it was more than just that weapon.
Yeah, because I don't think it was, I almost felt it was keeping people in, too. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm curious we'll what that will, if, because it might be one of those here and then nothing. And the other thing we didn't get all in any follow-up was on the archaeologues.
Yeah,
So I'm like, can we get more on the archaeologues?
I think we're going to get some more of that. And we got some.
Oh, that's the reason to bring Trep back. Bring Trep and her wife back of, like, so the archaeologues with Dig.
Yeah, because we got.
Annabelle.
Oh, and Annabelle, yeah. Don't use her name correctly. That's Annabelle Lee. Does she still use the last name? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, this was, I mean, do you like it more than season one?
I think they're so tonally different, I wouldn't really compare one to two. I would say if you enjoyed one, definitely watch two, but no, it's a different tone and different vibe. But we talked about it, I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but, like, it was different showrunners, so that can change the tone of the show. But I'm okay with that, of shows changing tone. What about you?
I preferred season one. Okay. There are some elements of season two that I think can make season three just absolutely amazing. Better than season one. The love story. Mm-hmm. I love the villains in this one. I thought they were really nuanced, and I hopefully we get some more of those villains. I want the science to be a little bit more consistent, or at least be open enough so that any interpretation is, you know, reasonable.
But
I still like season two. It was exciting all the way through.
Like, season one is the detective story. It's basic, not basic, but a more linear kind of, like, let's solve the problem.
Law and Order,
this
SVU.
This one's a little bit more like so many pieces, which was cool. So now I kind of hope, like, we've laid out the pieces on the board and now we can get really into it for the next season.
Let's dig in. Yeah. Great, great, great season. So thank you for being on this panel.
Yeah, thank you. It was so fun about this show. And thank you, everybody who watched and commented.
Yes, and the live ones today.
Yes,
you guys are amazing.
Thank you for joining us. I'm curious to see where it goes, and we'll keep the discussion going. Comments down below, and you'll be finding us online.
Absolutely. Where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. Thank you so much for watching.
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Chaka Strong. See you next season.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.